Sports Radio 105, The Ticket. It is time once again for our buddy Marsh Hallberg to come on board with Under Review from Hallberg Criminal Defense, Minnesota's largest and most experienced criminal defense firm. Of course, this is brought to you by SmartStartMN.com. There's the ignition interlock systems. If you need to drive, those guys over at SmartStart can help you. And it seems like we should be talking about wrestling with the NFL these days because there's another SmackDown. And tell us what the latest news is, Marsh.
On Sunday, the Buffalo Bills offensive line coach Aaron Kromer was arrested for assault and battery early Sunday morning down in Florida. He and his 21-year-old son, Zachary, got into some altercation with three juveniles, we don't know how old, in a place called Inlet Beach in Florida. Early morning, late night, what do you want to say, 3 o'clock in the morning, and they get into some confrontation over some beach chairs that were left there that were Kromer's that had been taken.
There's a reason to fight. Beach chairs.
Exactly. Florida, that's important stuff.
Oh, sure.
So he supposedly punched one of these kids in the face and told them to return the chairs and then threatened them and said, if you tell anybody, I'll come and kill your family.
Mm.
So he left. The son, the 21-year-old son, actually stayed behind with these kids and helped them try to find the fishing pole because Kromer had thrown the fishing pole into the water. A couple hours later, I think he ends up getting arrested. He gets out soon thereafter. And that's kind of the factual side of the case. It's just another guy in the news for criminal offensive conduct, which we see so much, unfortunately, in sports. The more kind of interesting thing from a legal standpoint is going to be now that we've got this new NFL personal conduct policy that's been passed, how that's going to now be actually activated under the new rules and for discipline.
And this is different because he isn't a player, so he doesn't have a union behind him to argue about these rules, right?
Exactly, yeah. The policy was actually passed last December unanimously by all the owners, and then in January just of this year, the NFLPA, the Players Union, actually filed a grievance saying, wait a minute, you've passed all these new policies and procedures about how you can discipline people and put them on suspended leave, but we weren't part of that process, and that should be part of collective bargaining. So that's still kind of out there being danced with, but again, he's in the coaching staff, so he's not part of that whole thing. So what you're going to see shake out here is likely that under the new policy, the NFL has the ability to put somebody on paid leave pending the outcome of the case, and that's the outcome can either be an NFL investigation or the criminal investigation.
Sounds like Aaron needs some good lawyering, and that's why he should get a hold of somebody like the folks from Hallberg Criminal Defense. Under Review, if you want to read more about this, go to 105theticket.com, and it's this week's blog. Minnesota's largest and most experienced criminal defense firm. Marsh, thanks so much, and thanks for bringing us up on that. These men behaving badly in the NFL, I don't know how we're going to get these guys in line other than to say, maybe just don't get drunk and stay up until all late hours of the night. Not that I'm saying that was part of it, but I'm guessing that might have had something to do with.
They're pushing more counseling and other factors. Community service are all some of the bigger range of disciplines that can happen now.
Or pick something better to fight about than lawn chairs, right?
Exactly.
All right. We'll talk to you next week. Marsh Hallberg, thanks so much. Brought to you by SmartStartMN.com, Ignition Interlock Systems. If you need help to drive, they can help you. And we'll talk to you next time, Marsh.
Take care.
If you have recently had a DWI, you're beginning to learn about the ways it will affect your life. No driver's license for at least a year. No driving to go to work or to your children's sports. No driving to pick up groceries or even a cup of coffee. Relying on friends and family to give you rides places. If you need answers to your ignition interlock questions, Smart Start MN has them. Find out more how we can help you get back driving on our website, smartstartmn.com. That's SmartStartMN.com. If you need to drive, we can help. SmartStartMN.com.